Trust yourself. You know more than you think you do. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. Today, we get another great message from Brendan Burchard as he talks with us about how to believe in yourself. Enjoy.
You know, sometimes we get knocked down. Sometimes we just struggle for days or weeks or months or decades, you know? And we have that, like, I just lost faith in myself somewhere. I was so confident in my teens or my 20s or my 30s or whenever. And now I lost my mojo, man. I just don't have the confidence in the vibe and the pop. And I lost faith in myself. What can I do? Number one way to start to believe in yourself is momentum. Now, I know off the bat, if you really hate yourself right now, you're like, thanks, Brendan. I got no momentum. That's why I hate myself. So hold on. I'll get to the mindset stuff. I'll get to the emotional stuff. But sometimes believing in yourself is just tactically winning a little bit each day. You know, just a little bit of a win can give you that dopamine that says, oh, good job, reward, I feel better. It can be a very simple neurological payoff of just achieving a couple small goals. And as you've heard me say, anytime you're dealing with difficulty, it can be just simple things, but it's got to be momentum. So whatever you're doing in your life, if you got a job, think about what small things can I do tomorrow to move ahead. If you're dealing with a difficulty in a relationship, what would be a simple win, a simple moment of appreciation, just something they could say or you could say to put some more pop and energy back into that relationship? Just one smile, one kiss, one good date can change the game for you. Also, if it's just something simple you can do in your own health, look, sometimes going to the gym and leaving, you feel a little better. You know, just a little bit of movement has been proven to change people's states of minds and their emotions too. So just get in the gym or get a little bit of small goal setting, get a little bit of momentum forward in any area of your life. That's at least the beginning. And then do it again the next day. Don't just go and crush it tomorrow and then be a jerk and do nothing and watch 7 seasons of Netflix on the next day. Momentum is daily. Little things every single day adds up to greatness. Second big piece, and this is more to the emotional side, integration, my friend, integration. People who don't believe in themselves, it's not that there hasn't been evidence that they shouldn't believe in themselves. They've had some wins. They've had some goals that came true. They made the magic happen, but they never integrated the win. They never had a good thing happen, and they sat there at the end of the night thinking about that good thing that happened and allowing it to come into their heart, allowing whatever they did to give themselves credit for it, permission to feel good about it, to say, you know what, I did this today. It went well today. That worked today. And to integrate that win, integrate that success, integrate that moment into their heart, into their identity as a human being. What happens is most of us, we knock off the checklist and did it. And 5 years later, after all these did it, made it happen, crushed it. 5 years later, we feel the same about ourselves, the same level of confidence, the same level of belief in ourselves, because we didn't allow those things to enter our psyche, enter our spirit as strength. We had momentum externally, but we didn't have any momentum internally, building our character and our strength. We never achieved that sense of pride or ownership of what we did. We didn't own it, that we did it. So we never got stronger. That means you need an integration practice. At the end of the day, just sit down at the end of the day and go, what worked today? What did I do today? What little thing should I allow myself a little bit of credit for? What did I say that was nice or kind? What did I send away that I got done? What did I finish? What goal did I move a little closer to? And just at the end of the day, to allow that to come in. This isn't about just pepping ourselves up and saying, I'm awesome, I'm awesome, I'm awesome, with no evidence. I'm saying, you know, you got some momentum. Integrate that now. Own that. You did the work today. You fought the good fight. You finished the day. You're still alive. You know what you need to go do tomorrow. Integrate that success. Give yourself that credit. You'll develop that strength of spirit that's so important. If you don't believe in yourself after all that, hey, bub, get some feedback. You know, most people fear this. When you don't believe in yourself, you don't want any feedback because they might say you're stupid or you suck or you're ugly. And you know, if they do that, you're getting feedback from the wrong people. Sometimes it's necessary to get feedback from the people that we love, feedback from people we know, like, and trust, and just say, hey, can I ask you a question? What am I doing that you're seeing that seems right? Because right now I don't feel like I'm doing anything right. And they'll say, what are you talking about? No, you're smart. You're good. You've been doing this. Sometimes people can give us feedback and help us see that we are doing better than we think. Because maybe you're a perfectionist, or maybe you grew up with somebody who pushed so hard on you, you never integrated any successes. And sometimes you need somebody pushing hard at you saying, good job, kid. You're doing all right. I'm proud of you. I see that you're working hard here. I see that you're trying. So sometimes it's about getting around a new social circle of people who are strivers, who are also struggling, who are fighting hard, who can give you that feedback and say, good job, keep at it. And if you do get negative feedback over and over and over, assess, is it real? Do you need to change and shift and get better? And if you do, don't hate that. Don't get mad at that. Take that as a challenge. Instead of taking things as an insult and crying over people's comments, go, huh, you know what? That's kind of, it's got some basis in reality. I'm going to take that as a challenge. I'm going to develop myself. Not to prove them wrong, but to get better.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.